On tomorrow's program, we'll have Laura Trump as well, Eric's wife, having child number two on the way. And luckily, it's not 2020, right? I mean, can you imagine, you know, being pregnant, trying to run around and be a surrogate for the campaign? That might make it a bit difficult. That might make it a bit difficult. All right. So we're waiting for our next guest to get hooked in. But there's so much to break down. And I think that the most telling comments came from Chris Matthews and David Axelrod when it came to reviewing what was said on the stage last night. Because tonight, the candidates will be back, 10 more candidates, not the same ones, 10 new candidates. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the most notable of those, because there are about four viable candidates in the race right now. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris. Maybe Mayor Pete, but I don't really consider him to be viable. Let's not kid ourselves. He's never going to be president, ever. I don't care if he's 47 or 57. He's not going to be there. But it was very telling what Axelrod said. It was very telling what Chris Matthews had to say. And that is, you know, these people are having a lot of struggles. In fact, I'd like to get to the Chris Matthews comment. We got time to do that, right? All right, let's go to bite 13 with Chris Matthews from MSNBC. Post-debate, postmortem. Go. It's number 13 with Chris Matthews.
Maybe
Chris Matthews is missed.
Talk about the issue that really drove Donald Trump's campaign last time, the immigration, illegal immigration, undocumented workers, if you will. They talked about making it non-criminal to come in the country illegally. Okay, that's going a bit further away from Trump. On health care, they talked about basically Medicare for your whole life or government-run health care. Well, that's going to cost more money. Obviously, if you pay in, as we all do, all of us do now, for Medicare, if you reach age 65, you're going to have to pay more into to pay for your health care your whole life. But Warren wouldn't answer that question. Bernie said that's Republican talking points. So I think, and then the third one, they really disagreed on the Green New Deal. So past, current, and future, it seems to me they hit on the big ones tonight.
Yeah, non-criminal for illegals coming into the country. Health care will be more expensive. The Green New Deal, which nobody can figure out how to pay for. And by the way, was pointed out by Delaney and others that that's ridiculous. And the Green New Deal, if it was put ahead as a proposal to deal with the environment and global warming, that would be one thing. But it's put forth as a social justice measure. Guaranteed paychecks for those that don't want to work. Guarantees of access to nature. That's really part of it. Access to nature guaranteed. A job for everyone and money for those even if they don't want to work. I mean, these are not things that are going to line up with the American people, not with moderates in between. They might not vote at all if they don't like Donald Trump. And then, of course, the whole idea of reparations being paraded around again, which has been widely rejected. Nobody wants to deal with reparations. Nobody believes that that's, you know, 150 years or more after the end of the Civil War. You think that white people, many of whom, by the way, came here to this country, immigrated to this country long after the Civil War was over, that somehow their descendants should pay descendants of slaves. Now, there were black slave owners as well. There were white slaves in America as well. People like my family fought in the Civil War, had a member of my family killed at Gettysburg, I believe. I'd have to go check, but I believe a distant relative. So do I get compensated because somebody in my family died and there was no GI Bill and you know, compensation for? I mean, it's you don't come back 150 years later to fix a problem that hasn't been here for that. It doesn't work that way. And it'll be highly contentious, highly divisive. And they call Donald Trump divisive. Let me tell you, reparations and the idea that somehow there's some magic formula to send people of color a check? And which people of color? Is it just African Americans, or are Hispanics going to demand that they get a paycheck too? It's so far beyond the pale. So far beyond the pale, it doesn't make sense. And these are the far left ideas. I mean, go through it. Social Security for illegal aliens, universal income, reparations, government-run health care across the board, confiscation of guns, abortion is an elective decision up to the day of birth, sometimes after, even allowing illegal aliens to vote, the Green New Deal and all of its implications, basically open borders, some want a 90% income tax, wealth tax, death tax, anti-Semitism being thrown around, which, by the way, if you missed that, AOC saying that Israelis are white supremacist Jews. If you missed, I don't have time to play that bite again, but if you missed that, you should hear that again. Maybe I'll get a chance to sneak that in. Maybe I'll get a chance to sneak that in before we go today. But white supremacist Jews are being on a radio program yesterday, AOC agreeing with that and saying that the problem with Israel is just a generational issue. Well, no, you being a racist is no generational issue. I can tell you that. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Treatment Systems. You have a chance right now to win a brand new system from Wolverine, reverse osmosis system, drinking water like you've never had it before. Wolverine, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Wolverine contest button. It's on the upper left-hand side. Wolverine contest. Wolverine giveaway button. There it is. You have a chance to win. Get a free water test. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. We'll be right back.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July Savings.
Lift off into a good book during this year's summer reading program, A Universe of Stories. Summer reading programs not only foster a lifelong love of reading, but studies show they help students reduce the effects of the summer slide. Don't worry, though. Summer reading is for everyone, regardless of age. Ultimately, the goal of summer reading programs is for all of us to get reading. You don't need a library card. You don't have to read library books. And the best part is, everything is free. So with that in mind, blast off into this year's summer reading program at the Eaton Rapids Area District Library.